The last dog walk of the decade. I've just been walking past the houses, looking in at some of the people that are staying in, and I can see some of the people getting ready. A couple of blokes are walking behind me just a moment ago, talking about their Christmas break. One guy saying, "Yeah, of course, I think Boxing Day was a record for me. 14 cans of Strongbow before I even thought about going out to the club." And they're obviously on the way to the club now, and the other guy, his mate, says, "Well, that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Christmas is all about that." And I'm thinking, well, is Christmas all about trying to drink the absolute maximum you can, breaking the record of last year, and then lying in a stupor, probably in your own sick, on the floor of one of only two choices in this village, the club or the pub? People making their way there now, and hopefully having a good time. That's me retracting the dog lead a little bit as we corner in the night. My hand is freezing holding this phone. I was just thinking about New Year. I was thinking about how it's nice to have this border, this kind of break between last year and next year, so we can think about how wonderful and great last year was, or if it wasn't, how we can build upon last year and have lots of hope for a new year. And I'm thinking about all the people that I've come into contact with this last year, and all of the people I'm hoping to come into contact with in the year to come, and I want to wish everybody all the very best and hope that, you know, we get the chance to make ourselves a little bit better, make the world around us a little bit better. That's kind of my ideology, I guess. Don't want to force it on anybody, but I think that would be a nice outcome. If I think about 10 years ago, where I was 10 years ago at the Millennium, just kind of on a hill with family, loved ones, and fireworks are off already. Dog's scared pooless. And, oh gosh, you're pulling me. I'm going to pull my arm off. All right, calm down, it's okay. And we didn't have any fireworks, but we had pyres, massive flaming pyres on a mountainside in Wales, and you saw all the fires being lit at midnight, and it was quite a spectacular and beautiful thing as you stood on a mountain with a bottle of champagne in your hand. And I love open fires anyway, so it doesn't feel like 10 years ago at all. I mean, if I think what's happened, the guys that were walking behind me a moment ago, one of them continued to say, "Of course you won't be able to drink that much when you got a kid," and the other guy was like, "You watch me." And I'm thinking, yeah, I'd love to watch you. How times have changed. This will be my first new year, or should I say our first new year with a child, and we're spending it in with a bit of champagne, good food, bread, wine and cheese, and an epic box set of The Sopranos that we're going to have a marathon session and get through a few more episodes before seeing the new year in. And thinking of our loved ones and our friends. So, yeah. Another year over. Another one just begun. And I'm quietly, without having any expectations, quite excited about all the adventures and all the possibilities that are coming up for the new year. And I just want to say Happy New Year. And I hope everything goes well for everybody. Obviously it's not. But I hope you are one of the people where things are going to come good. Happy New Year, everybody.